We now hear from four people in public life about their approach to the early stages of writing. John Humphreys is presenter of the Today programme and On the Record, and writes a column for the Sunday Times.
You have to do your homework. You have to have the facts, or as many facts as possible, at your disposal. If you don't know one, but this applies whether you're an OU student or whether you're an interviewer on the Today programme, if you don't know what you're talking about, then you won't succeed. It's such an obvious thing to say, but nonetheless, an awful lot of people set out to try to demolish arguments with the force of their invective or rhetoric or whatever. That doesn't seem to me to be the way to do it. But the other thing is that you've got to know your own position very clearly. That sounds easy. Yes, of course I know what I think about nuclear weapons or what I think about teenage sex or drug taking. But do you? Are you sure that you do? Have you thought it through properly? I've been surprised at the number of times that I thought I would write along certain lines, and when I've looked at the argument, I've discovered that actually I was wrong and I need to think differently.
Actor, television presenter and Open University graduate Matthew Kelly had to conquer essay writing at the age of 40 when he embarked on his OU studies.
If you find a passage in a book that puts exactly what you want to say, then use it. But paraphrase it, you know. So in the end, it becomes your words. I mean, it feels like cheating, but it's not cheating because you've looked it up, you've researched it, you've used somebody else's idea
used
that corresponds
right
with
context,
you, and
you've
used it in the right context.
John Pilger is a journalist and filmmaker and writes a column for the New Statesman.
It's a kind of endless squirreling. Research as widely as you can. Writing is always selective. But you can only select if you go to the widest possible landscape of sources, of information. You can reduce these fairly quickly often, but it does come down to then almost competing pieces of information, viewpoints, perspectives. And that then calls on you to make decisions as a writer. And it's, I suppose, almost a process of elimination.
Helena Kennedy, QC, journalist and writer.
I'm very good at sifting, and I think that probably my experience as a lawyer has made me good at that, of recognising where the heart of something is. And I think that comes with more and more experience. But you have to really discipline yourself and to recognise dross and to become quite discriminating.
From the Open University. For more information, go to www.open.ac.uk/use.